Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the line with us now, Mr. Amos Morales. Hey, Amos, where you been hiding, man? Yeah, we've been looking for you. We finally found you today.
Hey, man, quarantining. I'm taking it serious.
I got you. Amos, no surprise at LSU. Matter of fact, I said this 2 weeks ago. I'm surprised Terrace Marshall stayed this long at LSU. You see so many of it, players opting out midseason, even before the season started. He got himself up to be a first-round pick player. This team's not going anywhere. So this to me was no surprise to see Terrace Marshall opt out, after the Texas A&M game. Your opinion?
Yeah, I don't think it was a surprise at all. And, you know, we got to talk to Ed Orgeron today on his weekly press conference, and he didn't seem too surprised either. You know, obviously I think he would like to still have Terrace on the team this big matchup against Alabama this weekend. But, I mean, if you're Terrace Marshall, you're looking at the schedule. You got three really tough opponents. You're already, you know, have solidified yourself as a first-round draft pick. You know, let's just go ahead, stay healthy, you know, get to work on getting those nuggets.
Amos, the other thing about it is when you look back at his career at LSU, he's been hurt every year. Every year, Terrace has had an injury at LSU. And that's in the back of your mind, as well as you've played this year, is and like one out of every four catches for Marshall over the last two seasons have been touchdowns. But he's been hurt every season at LSU.
Yeah, I mean, he injured himself his senior year in high school. I was actually at the game that he injured himself in when he was a senior at high school. So, you know, he came in LSU, you know, kind of recovered from an injury. He just finally started feeling good towards the end of the freshman year. He gets off of that super fast start as a sophomore. You know, hurts himself. I think it was against Vanderbilt, you know, injured his foot. Comes back, you know, I'll never forget this because I do remember actually following that. Someone asked Ed Orgeron if, you know, they thought about potentially redshirting him, you know, because he hadn't played four games that season. And he was like, well, no, like if he comes back, he's playing because this guy's gone after 3 years anyway.
Exactly.
I think this is the thing that they were prepared for. And then obviously, you know, yeah, if you're Terrace, again, like you said, he's, you know, had a bit of an injury history. And, you know, when you're the top target on a team like that, teams are going to throw some guys at you. They're going to put some, you know, and I'm not saying anything dirty, but, you know, you're going to get the top DBs, the safety help over the top. So, you know, he's a guy that's getting the ball this year. So I think if you're him, you're definitely looking at it like, hey, you know, might as well, you know, be healthy, you know, start this next chapter.
Now, you know, Amos, when you look at LSU in their season right now, we always look at the skill players, who's handling the football. But to me, the problems stem from the offensive line. Boy, talking about going to the penthouse, to the outhouse, you look at the offensive line group last season, won the Joe Moore Award for the nation's best offensive line. Now, I know they lost three starters and one key rotational player, but inconsistent is actually kind.
Man, that's beyond kind.
Yeah, to say the least. I mean, you look like at Auburn and at Texas A&M, bottom line is they're repeatedly not only got beat, but got their ass beat.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you look at that Texas A&M game in particular, you just seemed to be a lot of confusion on that front. You know, there was – I couldn't tell you how many guys were just Texas A&M defenders were just getting free runs at these freshman quarterbacks. And, you know, one of the things I remember before T.J. Finley started is took his first start this season against South Carolina. The offensive lineman was talking about how, you know, we need to make sure that we keep the pressure off of him, give him less to worry about. And when you've got three runners, you know, they talk about seeing ghosts. You know, it's going to be hard for you to do anything if you can't, you know, keep the quarterbacks upright and, you know, make some running room for the running backs to even, you know, keep the offense kind of balanced. And then they've had struggles doing that, particularly in some of the losses, like you mentioned. So, yeah, and that's one thing Ed Orgeron said they've been focusing on this week, and they'll be focusing on this week to try and limit some of those mistakes and, you know, help that running game get going and help out the freshman quarterbacks, you know, whether it's TJ or Max that starts Saturday.
Amos, I'm not a gambling man, so to speak, but if you'd have told me back in January that LSU, Alabama, 28.5 points.
So basically four touchdowns.
I mean, that to me goes to show just how far this program has fallen in less than a year.
Well, absolutely. You look at that, but then, you know, you go back and look at what's happening on Sunday. You see Justin Jefferson cutting up. You see
Patrick
Queen,
Clyde.
Patrick Queen starting. Lloyd Cushenberry is a starter for the Denver Broncos. You know, Damian Lewis is starting up in an offensive lineman who's starting up in Seattle. I mean, you know, Clyde's playing well. You know, Joe Burrow was making an argument for Rookie of the Year before he hurts himself. You look at just how much that team lost and look at who they're sending out there this year. You know, there's so many young guys, freshmen, and guys that haven't played that are, you know, playing some pretty, you know, you look around the SEC, you know, yeah, these teams, they haven't really played any ranked teams, but these are guys that have played a lot of college football that they're going up against. You know, Texas A&M, that quarterback's been there for, you know, feels like 10 years now.
And he looked like a 12-year veteran, but he didn't play like it Saturday. Oh, man, he was awful.
But the only thing, Amos and Mike, Texas A&M, how they played LSU, they don't like no Final Four team to me. You know, you're like to make the playoffs. I'm like,
close.
No, there's no way. But Mike looked like they were like fifth, or they're right on the cusp.
They were ranked fifth.
Yeah, they're right there. I'm like, what? There's no way they should be in. To me, Florida and Alabama way better than A&M where they're at now. Now you can look at how they play the matches that came about, but A&M to me you know who disappointed me, Mike, and. You know, you might say, well, he's going to get an opportunity in the NFL. Kellen Mond, okay, I know it was raining and all that, but 11 of 34, 105 yards passing.
He's a senior quarterback. Come on, 11 of 34?
No.
Come on, Bob.
Mike,
beyond bad.
No, the NFL, they look at those kind of numbers and those what he was able to do. To me, I thought A&M was a lot better than what they showed against LSU. So to me, no. If any of their fans, they're bitching, why are we not in the playoffs? I think they shot themselves in the foot, that performance against LSU.
Now, that defense is legit.
Yeah, yeah.
That defense is legit.
Right.
But, and man, listen, that running back they got.
The running back, right.
He's impressive. But look at what they're going to lose next year. Four of their five starting linemen are seniors. And so they could potentially lose those four. Now, again, they have the option to come back if they want to,
right.
And along with Mon, who's a senior. That's going to be a team that, man, if they start losing it like what happened at LSU this year, then you might have some issues. No, you can't lose four linemen and say, okay, I'm just going to shuttle four more guys, next man up. Come on, that's pipe dream. Same thing at quarterback. Mon's been the guy there. So they're going to go through some pains next year. Now, the defense all returns, but, man, offensively, they're going to have some reshuffling. Amos, thanks so much, Bud. We appreciate it. And, man, keep on keeping on. It ain't been great news from Tiger Town.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, they're still playing, so we still got to cheer for them.
Yeah, that's it.
The only good news is the recruiting news. They've been able to get some bat on the ball with that. We appreciate it, Amos. Thank you.
Thanks, Amos.
All right.
Amos Morales here from WWL.
Mike, as we're going on a break, I'm watching the game and I'm saying, man, A&M is not no top four team. Well, but weren't you thinking the same thing?
No, well, I didn't think that going in.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know.
I didn't think that going in.
See, the jury was still out. I go, like, there's no way they should be in the playoffs.
If you're going to put Florida at five, that I know A&M beat Florida, but, man, listen, Florida can put some points on the board and fast.
What were they?
That might be bad news.
Overall, they just look a better overall team.
They look like they step faster in everything they do other than play defense. Yeah. That defense is middle of the road at best. We'll have more here on the Second Guest Show right after this break on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!